3, 2, 1, blast off. Perek Aleph, page 22, page 22 in the rant, in the art scroll, page Ches, page 8 in the green Feldheim. And here we go. Thank you, Hashem, to go start once again. Yesoda Chasidus, Mishorish Avoda Tmima, the foundation of Chasidus. And of course, this doesn't mean Chasidish. That's not nothing to do with being Chasidish. Chasidus, which we're going to talk about later on in the Sefer. Vishoresh, and the root, so the foundation of Chasidus, the root of serving, service, which is perfectly imperfect service. I made that up myself. He doesn't say that, but you know what I mean. It is to clarify and make true to each individual, to each person, what my obligation in the world is, olam, olamo, my world, the world that I'm in. So that's the foundation and the root, as he starts off, to clarify. And where am I putting my vision, my aspirations, as we speak about your dreams and your life, the main thing, your main thing. What am I doing every day of my life, and how am I keeping that, my focus, my vision, my aspirations? That's how he starts off. Now, hine, ma'ashorunu chachminu zal, what they taught us, what our chachamim have taught us, is a very important thing. Ha'adam lo nivra ela l'sanig al Hashem. Why were all of us put on this planet? Why were we all created? Actually, sorry, he didn't say that. Why were we created? Not put on this planet. Why were we created? So the Ramchal says the reason we were created is l'sanig al Hashem, is to have enjoyment of Hashem. Lehanus Maziv Shekhinah. So that's why Hashem created us. Hashem created us to have enjoyment with Him, the Ziv Shekhinah. Good question. You could be Medayik. By the way, it's not our format to do this, but you could be Medayik. The Vilna Gaon said you could be Medayik in every word of the Ramchal. So what's the Lesanig al Hashem and what's Lehanus Maziv Shekhinah? Imagine, as the Mishnah says, right, that you can't compare to one enjoyment in the next world, that enjoyment of enjoying Hashem. Imagine the enjoyment. And it means real enjoyment. It's not like, it's real enjoyment. The ultimate enjoyment is God, is Hashem. Umekoma idun hazeh, in truth, says the Ramchal, be'emes, hu'olam haba. The truth is, right, we're not here for such a long period of time in the big scope of everything. Ultimately, the ultimate, right, as he's going to say, we're not interested in, obviously, breakfast and cereal, especially here, pancakes and eggs and geschmack and sushi and pizza and tonight's dinner in general. It's delicious food, your bed, seltzer, etc. The enjoyments of this world are cute, but the ultimate enjoyment is really in the next world. It wasn't worth it to come down for that enjoyment. The real enjoyment is up, is elsewhere, not on this planet. Ki hu anivra ba'achana mitzrech l'davar hazeh. Yeah, we'll talk. It's not the format for this year. We could talk afterwards. Ki hu anivra ba'achana mitzrech l'davar hazeh. It was created. The next world was really the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal was olam haba. Ach. It happens to be haderach kadei lagia, the way Hashem set it up, is the way to enjoy the next world. The way to do it is through this world. Huzeh olam, as Chazal tell us, Umasha Amru Zechron Levracha. Ha'olam Hazeh, right, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Ha'olam Hazeh is Doima La Prezer Bifnei Ha'olam Haba. This is all a hachana and a preparation. Now, what is the currency that a person gets to get in the next world? Heima mitzvahs. Those are the mitzvahs. Asher tzivanu aleim akel yisparach shmo. So Hashem said, just very simple math, spiritual math, the ultimate enjoyment is the next world. The way for me to get that ultimate enjoyment is in this world. Thank you, Hashem, for putting me in this world that I'm able to go ahead. Okay, ayin derech Hashem, different things. Yeah, good. We could stay there. Namadi kisufa, different answers to that. It's not the format for now. But bottom line is, everything we do in this world is really there to build us for the next world. Right? As the Goyin, the famous story with the Vilna Goyin, I think so, when he was crying before he passed away, saying for just a few kolpiks or whatever it was, for a few shkalim, for a few dollars, I could get the mitzvah of tzitzis, is netzach netzachim, what a person can get in the next world. Al kain, zak the holy Ramchal, that's why, husama adam zayla batchila. Hashem, right, very simple. He put us in this world first. Kedei shal yedei, I'm sorry, my elam is dam loikon. The opportunities, as I think the Kutzker Rebbe says, Mala ha'aretz kinyanecha, we said this, the world is filled with ways of being koina Hashem. The whole purpose of this world is to be koina Hashem, to get closer to Hashem. Yuchal agil ha'mokam ha'shulchan lo, shu'olem haba. I need this world to get me to the next world. Lirvo yishom batoiv, to fill himself up with the good asher kanalai. You get what you pay for. You pay hard in this world, you'll get it in this the next world. K'deyim tzayim eila. U'mashom zechron levracha hayom la'asotam u'machor l'kabel scharim. Work hard today, and tomorrow you'll get their benefits. Okay. 7 minutes, pretty powerful. Ukeshet tistakel badaver, when you'll think about it, when you'll look at it, tirek yashlemas amitu rakat ve bo yisparach. When you analyze it, when you look at it, when you understand it, the true level that a person, I don't like using the word perfect because people get nervous with that word, perfection, I got to be perfect, relax. But the Ramchal is saying the shlemas that a person we'll get to, is really the ultimate is my clinging to Hashem. What that means is much later on. We'll talk about that. And Dveikus is in Chassidus. He doesn't talk about it right now. But ultimately, that is the true way to go. And the ultimate. V'umashra yadavad ha-melech ha-imer v'ani kirvas elokim li-toiv. What do I want? David ha-melech had everything. David ha-melech was the king. He had everything. He had all the pleasures of the world. He had whatever you guys, whatever we can ever imagine, the most pleasurable things. But at the end of the day, what was close to him and what did he want? He wanted to be close to Hashem. What was the best thing for him? V'omer achas, right? As we've been saying, we say twice a day now. Achas shalti meis Hashem, ois havakesh, shifti meis Hashem, koi mechayai. There's one thing I ask from you, Hashem, that I am able to dwell with and be connected to you. Ki rak ze hu hatov. That is the ultimate good. Here we go. This line changed my life. B'chol zulas ze shiach shavua b'nei ha'adam l'toiv. Anything else that appears to be good, eino ela havel v'shav nita, is deceptive worldliness and it's vanity. But the ultimate good is that connection closest with Hashem. 9 minutes and 7 seconds. Wow.